The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're just babble.
We are back. Hopefully you are, too. Always a pleasure to have you on board. I appreciate the time you spent with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And listen, really, seriously, do get involved in the conversation. I don't care if you hop up in the chat room. You'll find it at therealside.com. Send me an email, joe at therealside. There's a gazillion ways to get involved in this conversation. You know, every time I always tease you people, but this is sad true, okay? Every time I start to feel better about what's going on, there was a millennial post that we played earlier this week, and I start to feel good about young people, then I see one of these. Here's a, you just got to hear this. This is Mark Dice. He is out of Southern California. He goes to the beaches and the malls and talks to our young people, and not always just young people. But you've got to hear this. He goes out and he tells people that Katy Perry has started a campaign to ban the food additive known as sodium chloride. Anybody know what that is? Yeah, table salt. You got to hear these people. And only in California, maybe not only in California. It's got to be all over the place. Take a listen. Tell me what you think.
Trying to get sodium chloride, the food additive, banned on an industrial and a commercial scale. Okay. Do you think that's a good idea? We've banned trans fats, and a lot of people are trying to get rid of the GMOs. Do you think we should get rid of the sodium chloride?
It is to keep everyone healthy. I mean, no one wants to be fat and overweight. So.
You're not eating any sodium chloride?
No, not me.
Not that I'm aware.
Not that you're aware. Katy Perry has her new campaign to help get rid of sodium chloride, the food additive. A lot of people have been consuming, and it's causing a lot of health problems. Do you think that's a good idea? Is that you support her campaign to get rid of sodium chloride?
I would support that. Yeah.
Here's my argument with these people. You can't see the video. I'll post it up later on. But she looks confused. She has no idea what he's talking about. I don't even know what sodium chloride is. What is sodium? I would ask the question. I don't understand what the problem is. But we see this over and over and over again. It's almost like they're afraid to say anything.
Because she's a positive role model for a lot of people.
Katy Perry is a positive role model. Okay.
A lot of money, so.
She probably knows what's bad.
Yeah, if you have a lot of money, you obviously know what you're talking about, right? Because we know plenty of millionaires. You have Dennis Rodman. I mean, no one knows what you're talking about.
Nation. I don't know what's going on with sodium chloride myself, so.
Katy Perry wants to have mandatory labeling of sodium chloride if it's in your food. Do you think that we should be labeling the food if it contains the sodium chloride?
Well, yeah.
Just to make sure. You're not eating any sodium chloride, are you?
I don't think so.
Not on purpose, at least.
Exactly.
Sodium chloride, that's like toothpaste, right? Because, yeah, absolutely.
Sodium chloride.
He still has no clue. This guy is so lost. But he's not going to let you know he's lost. You know, all the girls around the beach there. He wants to make sure he sounds smart, looks smart, whatever. But if this is what I'm talking about. We have lost the ability to say, I don't understand, I don't know, please explain. Pride runs rampant with these people.
Pride. A little bit different.
I'm okay with fluoride.
We wouldn't be banning tooth.
He's okay with fluoride.
Paste.
Right.
Although many people do want to ban the sodium fluoride.
Fluoride I want to keep, and chloride I want to ban, yeah.
The sodium chloride, get rid of it.
Absolutely.
You think that's the right thing to do, people just being poisoned by the sodium chloride?
Is this real?
Of course it's real. And the sodium chloride is real, too. A real problem.
Ah.
The lights are on. Wireless microphone. Talking about the sodium chloride. Any other
thoughts on
the sodium chloride ban?
No more. Am I on TV?
Have you been trying to avoid the sodium chloride?
Yeah.
You wouldn't be feeding sodium chloride to any...
Any little people. No,
children.
No children.
Any other comments on the sodium chloride ban?
No. Can I have vodka?
All right. This young lady is obviously either high or drunk. She is bouncing all over the place. Can't stand still. But, I mean, again, these are our young people. At some point in time, they're going to get involved. They're going to get engaged. They're going to vote. They're going to do something. Right?
Well, in...
Does it have sodium chloride in it?
In other news, we have... Have you heard of sodium chloride?
Yeah, maybe.
What is it?
She has no clue. She is, again, listen, you're going to bear this with me, okay? If I'm going through this garbage, you are too.
I don't know.
You wouldn't be, like, ingesting it or eating it, would you?
No, but I think it's used in medical...
Yeah.
Sodium chloride, like,
used
for
stuff.
TPN nutrition stuff, maybe?
TPN.
So you definitely wouldn't be...
Anybody know what TPN is? I have no clue. Would you tell me what that is? Was that another made-up term here? People are dumb. Not everybody, but people are dumb and prideful. You know, these girls in... on the beach here, and I don't know. It's just to me, I'm looking at this and I'm saying, is this our future? I mean, I know we've played these clips before. They don't really care about politics. They don't get into the whole government thing. But, you know, because this is Katy Perry, they're all stopping to talk with him. Right? Isn't this great? Anyway. I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air and the chat room. A lot more coming up in the next hour. Now, look, don't go far. We're going to talk a little bit, too, about the Army reversed itself on kicking the officer out of the military who confronted an Afghan who was raping a child. Yeah, we were going to fire him at first. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional item. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shot for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Please answer the question.
We are back and listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always appreciate the time you spend with me. And I do. I appreciate the time you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So, you always send me an email to joe@therealside.com. Head up to the website where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots happening up there as well. Now, we did the story a while back about the Army, the military guy that was, the Army Green Beret that was going to be kicked out over confronting an Afghan child rapist, because this is cultural, and we weren't supposed to be involved or get involved in their cultural things there, you know, cultural affairs. But here, but our soldiers, the guys that stand for integrity, right? The guys that stand for doing the right thing. They're supposed to stand there and watch, listen to, or know what's going down when a child's being raped, and because it's okay culturally, they're not supposed to do anything. Well, this Green Beret, who stands for doing the right thing, he couldn't handle it. He wasn't going to let it happen. He didn't care what it cost him. Those are real heroes. Real heroes are people that will do the right thing no matter what it costs him or her. In a stunning reversal, the U.S. Army decided late Thursday to retain a decorated grieving. I mean, this guy was a hero every which way but sideways. It had planned to kick out the Green Beret after he physically confronted a local Afghan commander accused of raping a boy over the course of many days. Now, Sergeant First Class Charles Martland confirmed the Army decision to retain him when reached by the local news source who had been covering the story in depth for the past 8 months and first broke the story of the Army's decision in August to kick out Martland. This occurred in 2011. What are we at now? 16? This poor guy's been going through this all this time. He went on to say, this is what we do to our vets. This is what we do to our war heroes, right? I am real thankful for being able to continue to serve, said Martland when reached on telephone by the news source. I appreciated everything Congressman Duncan Hunter and his chief of staff, Joe Casper, did for me. And this is where I'm just going to say it. Where was the Democratic support for him? Where were the Democrats on this? How many of them supported him? Now, I don't know. As first reported by Fox News, while deployed to Kunduz province, Afghan, Martland and his team leader confronted a local police commander in 2011 accused of raping an Afghan boy and beating his mother. When the man laughed off the incident, they shoved him to the ground. Martland and his team leader were later removed from the base and eventually sent home from Afghanistan. The U.S. Army has not confirmed the specifics of Martland's separation from the service, citing privacy reasons, but a memorandum of reprimand from October 2011 obtained by the news source makes clear that Martland was criticized by the brass for intervention after the alleged rape and asked for a comment in September 2015. An Army spokesman reiterated the U.S. Army is unable to confirm the specifics of the separation. Now, as of the other day, an Army spokesman said, hey, look, the status has been changed. He can stay should he wants to. Now, in Martland's case, the Army Board of Correction of Military Records determined a portion of one of SFC Martland's evaluation reports and removed him from the QMP list, which will allow him to remain in the Army. I mean, the guy wants to serve. He wants to help, obviously. Now, this is not just a great victory for Martland and his family. I'm just as happy that they can continue to serve our country and inspire his peers, subordinates, and officers to be better soldiers. Charles makes every soldier he comes in contact with and the Army, undoubtedly, a better organization. Now, I just want to know where the outcry is from the left on this. This guy saved a little child. See, I always think that's amazing. It seems like the only place the Dems are offended with the actions of another person are in this country when it has to do with a conservative Republican. But the fact that these things are going on in front of our men, right? Women being raped and beaten, little boys being, and little girls being raped, and homosexuals being thrown off the tops of buildings, there's no outcry. It's kind of silent. Come on, let that sink in. Think about that for a while. Story goes on to say that former team leader Danny Quinn, he said that I am thrilled beyond words that my brother is able to continue his career of service to the country. Relentless defense of Charles as a soldier and a man of integrity by his friends, family, and colleagues sent a clear message that this was a bad decision. That the military made a bad decision and in the interest of self-promotion and lacking common sense and would not be tolerated. Charles is where he belongs. He's an elite warrior. He belongs on the front lines. They have earned that right, said Casey, a former Special Forces teammate of Martland's, who asked that his first name be used due to the sensitivity of his work. Now, the American Center for Law and Justice, who was involved in the campaign to save Marlin, called the decision a significant victory. It is. I mean, look, under normal circumstances, right, I'm sure there were certain things that happened in some of these other areas of the countries that we wouldn't agree with. Right? We would think was appalling. But you can't, I don't know how to say it. We can't decide that whatever goes against our standards should be upheld in other countries. However, there are things like beating women, raping kids, and throwing homosexuals off of buildings that shouldn't be tolerated just because it's a cultural thing. Now, the story goes on to say the decision by the Army to retain this hero is long overdue, represents a significant victory for the SFC Martland, said Jay Sekulow. He's the chief counsel of ACELJ. You see him all over the place, constantly defending these kind of cases. He says justice has been served. The U.S. military has a moral obligation to stop child sexual abuse. I agree with him. I don't want to hear about your cultural differences. Marrying 6-year-old girls is not a cultural difference. It's rape. It's child abuse. Now, the Army did the right thing, and we won. The American people won, said Representative Duncan Hunter. Thank God for him. I'm glad he took this fight. We leave, you know, for a country that doesn't leave its soldiers behind, we seem to do that quite a bit. Anyway, I'm Joe Basile, your host. You listen to The Real Side. I'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Hey, you've missed a healthcare deadline. You don't have any kind of healthcare. Don't worry about it. My friends at Liberty HealthShare have the answer. Now, Liberty HealthShare offers an affordable healthcare option that allows Americans to enroll any time of the year. If you've already enrolled but you don't like the plan you had shoved down your throat, you still have options. Liberty HealthShare gives control back to you. Americans can manage and direct their healthcare, yet still be in good standing with the Affordable Care Act. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates imposed on individuals for not having healthcare insurance. That gives you the freedom and control of your own insurance. Insurance choices. Liberty HealthShare plans allow members the ability to choose any doctor or hospital across the nation. Yes, it's your choice. Memberships for individuals, couples, and families, but not the dog. They offer a variety of options that best suit your medical needs. If you're a freedom-loving American like I am, looking for contract-free healthcare, then this is for you. For more information on how you can enroll any time of the year, call 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. You can even hop on therealside.com and find it there as well.
Bad news, Americans. You're probably stockpiling for a disaster all wrong. When the big one comes, you'll need more than that poisonous, oversalted survival food you now see everywhere. There are three vital things that your survival food is missing, and it's the first thing to disappear from grocery stores. Go to superfoodradio.com now to see my story of how I nearly died when I was forced to live on a popular survival food. That's superfoodradio.com, and I'll show you how everything you've been told about survival food is dead wrong. Go to superfoodradio.com now.
Dr. Joel Wallach here. If you're a baby boomer and you're worried about the big epidemics coming, and I'm not talking about the bird flu or the swine flu, I'm talking about epidemics of Alzheimer's disease, heart disease, obesity, diabetes, arthritis, cancer. That's because the 80 million baby boomers followed all the advice of doctors, and Houston, we have a problem.
See Dr. Wallach live in Little Rock, Arkansas, Saturday, May 14th, 1 p.m. Go to www.cdocinarkansas.com. That's cdocinarkansas.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at Emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at Emberlit.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London.
Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
I don't know. No comment.
He was a famous trumpet man out Chicago way. He had a boogie style that no one else could play. He was a top man.
We are back.
Well, then his number came up, and he was gone with the
always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I do so much appreciate the time you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I mean that sincerely. It's always a pleasure when you're on board with me. It's always a pleasure when you're interacting, whether it's by email, on Facebook. You know, you can find us on Facebook. It's at, oh, no, it's not at. You go to the real side with Joe Messina. You'll find it on Facebook. Not hard to find. On Twitter, it's at The Real Site or at Joe Messina, whatever you prefer. Doesn't matter. We post out on both of them. But I do appreciate the time that you spend being involved and engaged with the show. I also appreciate you working through this with me. I know I sound like my nose is clogged with the green peas. Well, you'd have to be older than me to remember that one. But anyway, always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I do appreciate the time that you spend with me. And, you know, the story that we've been doing about The Army fellow, I just had his name up here. What the heck? Yeah, Sergeant First Class Charles Martland. Funny thing about it is Charles is from my hometown. I mean, from my hometown of Milton, Massachusetts. And very, very, well, it used to be, I don't know what it's like now. But a very patriotic town. Very, you know, very American-esque, if you would. When you think of those New England towns that are that way. He was an all-state football player in high school, and he set his sights on playing college football after graduating in 2001. My God, talk about feeling old. So, Martland went to Florida State University, and he finished the season when he joined the service. Now, he might have been an all-star or something. He might have been able to go on. But decided to go on to fight for this country, to serve his country. Anyway, guys like this should be held up. Guys like this should be supported. Guys like this should be, praised as heroes. We've done so much mental, moral damage to our military men. It's sad. It's sickening and sad. Anyhow. Okay, so let me see. Another one that somebody just, because I was talking about this the other night. Obamacare. Yeah, you're sick of hearing this. I know you are. I mean, I would be sick of hearing this if I was you. But, you know, again, we're in trouble again. The significant premium hikes are expected again under Obamacare. Now, I don't know about you, but I've owned a company, we've had private insurance, that kind of thing. We didn't always We didn't always expect extremely high insurance hikes. You expected a percentage. Something was going to change. We knew that. But not like this. So insurers will seek significant premium hikes under President Barack Obama's health care law this summer. The stiff medicine for consumers and voters ahead of the national, you know, I hope so. I hope this keeps hitting like this. I hope they keep having these kind of problems. No, I mean that sincerely. So you can actually see what this is all about before the election. Not that any of you are awake enough or aware enough. I'm talking about the low IQ voters on the left. That's what I'm talking about. Now, expect the state-by-state premium request to reflect what insurers see as the bottom line. The health law has been a financial drain for many companies. They're setting the stage for 2017 hikes that could reach well into double digits. Now, this is not fear-mongering. Somebody accused me the other day of fear-mongering. No, this is a reality. And we said this was going to happen. The amount of people covered under this are nowhere near where it needed to be. For example, in Virginia, a state that reports early, 9 insurers returned to the healthcare.gov marketplace are seeking an average premium increase. You ready for this one? That ranged from 9.4% to 37%. Now, those are only initial estimates, though. So you're talking about close to 10% and close to 40%. But, hey, this was going to be better, right? It's going to be cheaper. It's going to make healthcare better. It has done none of that. More than 12 million people nationwide get coverage through the health laws markets, which offer subsidized private insurance. But the increases could also affect several million who purchase individual policies outside the government system. Why? Because somebody has to carry the extra costs. Look, people, we already know this, right? You already know this. Nothing is free. Somebody's got to pay for it somewhere. Someone is getting some money. You know, my stepdad used to say, it was probably one of the only things I liked about the guy. He said, look, think about something. Everything affects something else when it comes to dollars, especially when it comes to dollars. Right? So when gas prices go up, the food companies have to charge more money to put in the trucks to get the product to market, right? And then Mary and John, now John even drives one of those food trucks, but Mary and John now have to spend more money in their car to get to the supermarket, to get the kids to school and all of that. Now, so John's got to go to his boss and say, look, you know, the gas price is up. It's costing me more money to fill my tank. I need some help here. I'll need a raise. So the food company gives John a raise. You see where I'm going with this? The food company gives John a raise to cover, hey, John needs more money for gas. We got it. We're paying more money for gas. We understand. Who do you think gets to pay for that raise? Yeah, that's right. You and I do. When we go to the store to buy the bread that he's delivered to the store in that truck that's getting more money, that's costing more money to operate. You get it? It never stops. And it's at that point, it's continual. It can't stop. You get the same thing going on here. You got more subsidies. They're forced to give more services. Somebody's got to pay the bill. It doesn't go for free. The doctors, the hospitals, the supplies. It's not a freebie. Now, going into the fourth year, these healthcare markets, they haven't become stable yet. You know, like the president's economy and the president's unemployment numbers, none of this stuff is stable yet. That's in contrast to the more established government programs like Medicare, Medicaid, in which private insurers profitably cover tens of millions of people. Now, the health law's nagging problems, it's a lower than hope for enrollment. We knew this was going to happen. Right? We were talking about this because people wouldn't be able to afford it. It shouldn't have been called the Affordable Care Act. It should have been called, you know, Roll the Dice Care Act. We hope you can have the Care Act. You might be able to afford the Care Act. Any one of those would have worked. Went on to say that the story goes on to say a spike for 2017 would fire up a long-running political debate over the divisive law, which persists despite two Supreme Court decisions upholding Obama's signature program and the president's veto of a Republican repeal bill. Now, Hillary Clinton is the only one promising to build on the Affordable Care Act. She proposed an aggressive effort to increase enrollment. What are you going to do? You're going to force people to sign up? What are you going to make the penalty $10,000 a year? What are you going to do? You can't force people to buy. That is the way of the left sometimes. They want to force everybody to do something. You don't have to. Standard Poor's Health Insurance Analysis analyst Deep Banerjee said he expects premium hikes to be higher for 2007 than in the larger, more stable market for employer coverage. So if you're covered through your employer, they'll get less of an increase. You'll get hit with less of an increase from their insurance companies. I like that. We're morons, Carac, yeah. Insurers are facing higher medical costs from health law customers. And look, somebody's got to offset the cost, people. It doesn't matter. You can believe what you want. I remember growing up hearing, and even recently I hear some people, government's got all kinds of money. No, they may print all kinds of money, right? They may move all kinds of numbers around on a piece of paper to show they get all kinds of money. But it's coming from you and me. Any way you cut it is coming from you and me. Now, Aetna Chairman and CEO Mark Bertolini said Thursday the nation's third largest health insurance insurer still sees a good business opportunity, but Congress needs to provide a leeway for companies to design lower-cost plans tailored to young, healthy people. Amen! You should at least be doing that, right? Look, at 57 years old, if I went on there, and I think I did this a long time ago, but at 57, I do not need... what is it? What was it they're going to force me to get? Pregnancy pills. What do they call it? Birth control pills. I would have the option under my plan to get birth control pills. Now, whether you believe it or not, even though I wouldn't get them, they have to be accounted for. They have to be covered, accounted for. Somebody's got to pay for this lunacy. You and me. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a couple of minutes.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of
thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Anyone know the effects? Anyone? Anyone? Anyone?
We are back, and you are listening to The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Alice Cooper. Don't you remember him? I thought he was great. I enjoyed him. Louder the better. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I don't even know what I was talking about. I wrote the notes down, and then I kind of went somewhere else looking at another story. Yeah, my age is tough, right? We were talking about, that's right, Obamacare. And how much more it's going to cost everybody. And how people that were supposed to sign up for it. And I did this story and got all kinds of flack for it recently. I put out the numbers of how many people were supposed to sign up, didn't sign up, and the numbers they're giving you are skewed. They're telling you that there was almost, I think, 17 or 19 million that signed up for Obamacare. And those numbers are wrong. They're not real because they include the people that were forced off their business plans because they weren't good enough and forced onto Obamacare. I think that number was close to 6 million. And then there was, I think it was another 7 million, a little over 7 million, that were forced onto Medicare. And that because of their age and that kind of thing. So they couldn't get regular insurance. They had to go over to Medicaid. And they had to get it on on one of the exchanges. So it's very dishonest to say, just like Jerry Brown with his budget garbage, it's very dishonest to say all these people signed up. So even after all of that, let's say 19 million is the number. They actually had 19 million people sign up. You immediately have to take away 13 million. Because it was a joke. They were almost forced. It was the only place they could go get anything done. So that's transparency. that they so much love to talk about that they don't actually have. Again, for me, I look at that stuff, and if we let him back in, if we let them back in, then we deserve what we got coming in. And look, about the health care. You've been hearing me talk about this more and more. I think this company's one of our sponsors, but I got to tell you something. I think they're the way to go. I think this kind of thing is the way to go. Now, if you miss the health care deadline, you don't have any kind of health care. You don't have to worry about this, okay? Because my friends at Liberty Health Share, they have the answer for you. Now, Liberty Health Share offers an affordable health care option that allows Americans to enroll any time of the year. You don't have to wait for that open enrollment stuff and all of that. Okay? And if you've already enrolled in that nightmare plan, as I was talking about a little while ago, you know, you're forced to choose these plans again. I don't need birth control pills. Sorry, guys, don't need them. Now, members are exempt from, there we go. And if you've already enrolled, you can get out of it. It's not a big deal, right? So Liberty HealthShare gives control back to you. Americans can manage and direct their health care, yet still be in good standing with the Affordable Care Act. Members are exempt from the tax penalty and the mandates imposed on individuals for not having health care. And again, we're back to giving you the freedom. So you can manage your own plan. You decide what you want. You have control. You have freedom. Keeps you away from that tax penalty or the mandates imposed. And you get the freedom and control of your own plan again, which is the way it should be. Now, Liberty HealthShare plans also allow their members the ability to choose. You ready for this one? You've heard this before, but this is, in this case, it's true. They allow you to choose your doctor and your hospital. There's a shock, ain't it? Yeah, you get to choose. Now, memberships are for individuals, couples, and families that leave Fido at home. Yeah, not going to be able to do this one. They offer a variety of options that best suit your medical needs. If you're a freedom-loving American like I am, you're looking for contract-free health care, this plan is yours. This plan is for you. So head over there, 855-585-4237. I'd rather talk to somebody when it comes to this stuff. But if you want to hop online, libertyhealthshare.org, libertyhealthshare.org, 855-585-4237. Look, the call's free. You take 10 minutes of your time. You might be able to save a bundle. And I'll go one step further. Not only might you be able to save a bundle, you might actually be able to see the doctor you want to see. Wouldn't that be a shock and a surprise? Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. I do appreciate the time that you spend with me. Do you appreciate the time that you spend, you know, whether it's on the website, interacting with me, doing whatever it is you're doing. It's a big deal because it lets me know that you want to learn more, you care. I mean, look, I don't have all the answers. I don't think you've ever heard me say on the show, I know what's going on. I have all the answers. That's why I bring people on that help us, to help us understand. Now, there was a story that somebody just sent me that I thought was great. Because El Presidente went He went to England. And they couldn't wait to run away from him. They couldn't wait to get away from him. Think about that. I mean, weren't these his people? Weren't these the people that were in love with him? He was the man. And I don't know I have no clue to what happened there. Here we go with this again. There we go. There's the story. Sometimes you just got to go looking for the papers. All right, so the Brits wanting to leave the EU. Now, you know that the European Union, the English want to leave. They want out. Not helping. It's probably one of the dumbest ideas they ever had. Yes, ideas. So here's what happens. You've got the EU bank, and it's funded by people in the EU, right? So I think it's England and, help me out here. It's Spain, Greece, England, France, and a few others there, right? Every one of these countries is in financial straits, every one of them. So when a bank loans one of the other countries that need help, they're asking for money from the countries that are in trouble. So you get a bunch of countries, It's like having a group of bankrupt people asking each other to loan each other money. How does that work? How does that happen? If you got them, I'm sorry. I'm not laughing at their ills and their problems. But if you got no money to loan, if you can't feed yourself, if you don't have your own act together, how in God's creation do you help somebody else? Isn't that impossible? No, come on, think about it. Isn't that like crazy impossible? And the fact that you have to do the opposite of what Obama says, it's the only way you can win. So on June 23rd, the British citizens will vote whether they will remain in or exit the European Union. It's a delicate issue that has wreaked political havoc with Britain's Conservative Party. It was partially responsible for the defeat of John Major's government prior to the Labour 1997 landslide that ushered in Tony Blair. Now, the fears of the European instability are being debated ahead of the scheduled vote in February. It was made known that President Obama would try and lobby. Right? Now, they knew when he was going there. They knew what he was going there to do. But why he's there, this is just amazing to me. Why is he there getting involved in another country's politics? They don't want his help. They don't need his help. You know what they need his help? They need his help in Chicago. Okay, they need his help in D.C. They need his help. Well, let's get him out of D.C. Never mind, I said that. Scrub that. But they need his help in Chicago. Wouldn't it be great if he'd walk those streets on the weekends in the high crime areas? Wouldn't that be great? So that he can help stop innocent people getting shot? It's got the highest crime rate, the highest gun murder rate in the country, and the toughest gun laws. It was known that President Obama would try and lobby the United Kingdom to remain in the EU. He also penned an op-ed in the Telegraph. Do presidents do this with other countries? Maybe you should care about our country more than other countries. What do you think? Now, the Telegraph, he wrote in the Telegraph, he stated that it's in the UK's best interest to remain in the EU. He goes on to say, let me be clear. Isn't that the way he opens up everything? Actually, every time he says, let me be clear, I think I pucker. Ultimately, this is something that the British voters have to decide for themselves, Obama said at a news conference alongside David Cameron, delivering a boost to the British Prime Minister's bid to safeguard the UK membership. But as part of our special relationship, part of being friends, it's to be honest and let you know that what I think Obama said, speaking honestly, the outcome of that decision is a matter of deep interest to the United States because it affects our prospects as well, Obama said. And also hinted that the UK would be a less valuable ally to Washington if they left the bloc. Is that a threat? And he wonders why they're running away. Because how does he think he can force people to do things? Nobody trusts him anymore. The relationships he said he was going to fix in Europe, that he was going to fix in the Middle East, he's done absolutely nothing but make them worse. We have less allies, less people that trust us. Oh, don't you love it? You're listening to The Real Side of Joe Bassini, your host. Thanks for being with me tonight. Tell your friends, loved ones, enemies, unloved ones about the show. We're here every single day. Check out the website, therealside.com, for days, times, stations, all that fun stuff. Hey, have a great rest of the day. Thanks for being with me. I do appreciate your time.